This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined from sunny California, level 21 improviser, actor, and comedian Chris Clem.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for coming on, man.
you look like the quintessential coronavirus guy right now. Just like, I'm going to sit here with my comics behind me and this mic in front of me and fuck the world.
I'm just off because I normally can only look at one of you at a time, but now I have to look at both of you.
That's why the last show that we did together went so well.
It's difficult to look at both of our fat faces at the same time. I understand. That's why I have it on speaker.
But he still has headphones on.
Yeah, he's got this your crew, not the cops hat, but also he's balanced those with his highway patrolman sunglasses.
Which are not prescription, by the way.
They are prescription.
Oh, they are? I thought you said last week they weren't.
No, they're prescription. These are the most, probably aside from my car, these are the most expensive things that I own.
Wow. Well, they look nice. They look like they cost money.
Yeah, yeah. $40.
A lot more than that, buddy. Try five times that.
Jesus Christ.
Those are the ones that they keep behind glass at the Pilot Flying J.
Man, I wish my insurance covered Pilot Flying J. Can I pay a copay for my Wendy's? Shit.
I've been prescribed the Baconator.
I'm having a medical Caesar side salad. Hey, extra dressing is medically necessary.
My cardiologist is against it, but my psychiatrist is all for it.
I was told I needed to get a bowl of chili and a baked potato and dump one on the other. I don't know which, but it was prescribed.
Fuck, I can't remember what that's called when you mix your own prescriptions, but there's a word for it.
Fun. Fun is the word.
Yeah, that's it. Fun. There's so many people that engage in fun. Go ahead.
Sorry, my bad.
Speaking of fun, Chris Clem, why do you hate corporate America?
Because they look for any advantage they can get, and they're hypocrites. They'll ruin your life, and there's no way to survive without being involved with them in at least a tertiary manner.
That's true. I mean, where can you get anything without having a corporation being involved? Let me think.
Yeah. My brain first went to bar and I was like, oh no, that's super corporate. They get all the fucking corporate beer and booze. Yeah. So that's out. Bars are out.
Yeah. Even independent businesses rely on corporations for things that you would never even think of or are controlled by them. Like my mom has a hair salon. She's the only person that owns it, and she still has certain things that, like, the products she's allowed to sell are controlled by a big company, and they're like, well, you can only have this and this or this and this. So even if it's something completely independent or like a local comic book store or bookstore, they still have to deal with publishers.
Yeah. I mean, my best friend, Jesse, he works for I don't know if I can say which company it is. He works for like a beer distribution company. So he drives, you know, kegs and cases of beer to where they need to go. And it blows my mind because they told him and it's an Ohio owned company. So it's not like, cause you know, distributors are regional, but he told me that like on his first day of in orientation that they were like, you can't drink anything that we don't supply. And I was like, I was blown back by that. Like, sure, they supply a lot of stuff, but like, there's certain stuff that me and him drank that he told me, he's like, yeah, I'm not supposed to drink that anymore. I'm like, what a fucking crazy rule, though. Like, you're not allowed to drink this because we don't distribute it. How are you going to catch me exactly?
They're gonna test your breath. You're gonna be like, it smells like butt ice. We don't distribute butt ice, buddy. This smells like pop-off.
Fired.
You're fired for drinking the wrong thing. It's just like having a lady smell your dick before when you come home after a long night.
That old cliche.
There was an internet video about that.
Were you bowling?
Why do you smell like pussy?
It wouldn't surprise me if they put resources into like a blood test that could only detect whatever shitty beer they're selling.
All of my friends in Kalamazoo would be out of jobs.
Says you've tested positive for Red Dog. That's not us.
Wait, you're not black?
Hey, my grandpa drank Red Dog, and okay, he is definitely fine. Not black.
Tons of Kent State students in the 90s drank Red Dog, and most of them were not black either. They set billboards all over. I remember being a kid and seeing like four billboards in that town for Red Dog.
We should all get matching Red Dog tattoos.
I'm going to pass on that.
You don't want that little red bulldog, right?
If I had pussy lips, I would get it just so the bulldog jowls could be the lips, but I don't.
I don't know what this has to do with corporate America, but I'm okay with it.
They put up billboards.
Fair enough.
Red Dog is, despite their devil-may-care attitude, it is a corporation.
It's made by Miller.
Oh, they bought it.
That's their shit. That's their, like, if you go on the Miller Brewing Tour, they have Red Dog there, but they talk about their brands and then the brands that they make that they don't label as such because they're just like swill to pump the streets. Like you go Milwaukee's Best and then they drop a few levels and it's like Red Dog. And they're like, yeah, we made it, but we're not proud of it.
Wait, so a beer, you said it was Miller?
Yeah, so like they have all their different labels. So they have their like fake craft beer, which is, I guess in their case, they distribute the Line and Kugels, or like Coors is the Blue Moon or whatever. And then they have their standard stuff. So like High Life and Miller Lite and MGD. And then they have their low tier stuff, which was like Milwaukee's Best and Milwaukee's Best Ice or whatever. And then below that was their like budget beer, which was Red Dog.
I always assumed that Milwaukee's Best and things of the like were budget beer.
That exactly. So if that's their low end like stuff, Red Dog is just them mopping what's left on the floor into a drain and bottling it up.
Just squeezing it out in the mop thing. They don't even have a bottling system. You just kind of got to get a funnel and put it in each bottle.
Well, what they do is they have a Red Dog swim around in the keg for Milwaukee's Best.
Just wait, like doggy paddling until he drowns?
Yeah, and then that's what they serve.
So wait, you said it was a Red Dog. Now, is it Clifford, or is it like a red or a bulldog that they spray painted red?
No, it's Clifford. Every time you drink a Red Dog, Clifford dies.
That's actually why that guy shot up the Miller Brewery earlier this year, because he was trying to free the Red Dog.
I just want Clifford.
But that's a good example there of how like corporations lie to you. They make all the same stuff, but that's like, if you want to pretend to be classy, you can have your Line and Kugels. And if you want your you still support the Miller company and you're a poor alcoholic, you got Red Dog.
And sure.
They're just trying to cover every end of the market, no matter how unethical it is.
Dude, I have not seen Red Dog in a store in at least 15 years. Like any store I've gone to, and I've lived in the hood. That's the fucked up thing. I've never seen it.
So you've had wrap snacks.
Oh, I've had wrap snacks. I still buy beer from places that sell Molson Triple X, which was my drink of choice for like 4 years, which explains a lot about me. But, you know.
They sell Molson Triple X at the Stowe Giant Eagle, so.
It's not a good beer. I just drank it because it was ABV plus a cheap price equals me getting more drunk for a cheaper price. It's beer math. When it comes to beer math, I'm not Scott Steiner. I'm more like Einstein. I know what I need to get where I want to be.
I drank it. I didn't have to explain it like that. I was just an edgy 22-year-old.
I was like 26 at this point, Chris. I was far beyond what you knew at 22.
I think the last time I drank Molson Triple X, it was because Mark and I were playing the birthday game where we tried to get each other as drunk as humanly possible on our birthdays. And I had him army crawling to the bathroom to throw up because of Molson Triple X.
Did you make him army crawl to the bathroom, or was he just, that was his state?
That was his fate. That was how drunk he was.
Nice.
He's gotten me so drunk that I was unable to copulate. So it was revenge.
Fair enough. What were you going to say, Chris?
My friend Tim used to drink Molson Triple X all the time. So I'm thinking there might be a connection there with people who drank Molson Triple X and people who no longer drink at all.
Well, that's not true.
Well, Jeremy doesn't.
Well, yeah, no, he doesn't. No,
that was my friend Tim.
I can't picture Tim Cornette drinking Triple X. It's not Tim Cornette.
No, it's Tim Oster.
Yes.
When did he sober up?
Technically, I guess 2011.
Nice.
Ow.
The day after my wedding. He got into a fight with his girlfriend and he was at my parents' house in Stowe and just left and drove all the way back to Pittsburgh. And he said he didn't remember anything except for the speedometer hitting over 100 miles per hour.
That's a good reason to quit.
So, and he did have, I guess I didn't realize he had quit and he had a relapse, which was my fault. But besides that, he hasn't drank now for 6 years.
Good for him. Corporate America, where does it start, Chris? What's the impetus for this?
Well, without being too topical, there's a lot of, how does Stephanie McMahon put it? The current situation.
Yeah, the current situation. Or the global situation.
Basically, a lot of companies have had a chance to show their true colors. And, you know, as somebody who lived through the 2008 recession and who eventually lost my job from it after college, the companies then learned that if you give employees an inch, they feel gratitude worth a mile. I hope that kludgy comparison works. Basically, people are so scared for their jobs that if you just let them keep them, no matter what kind of conditions you put them under, how much you make them work, they'll be okay and they'll deal with it. And it's been a couple months, not even yet, like a month, and all these companies are like, well, we're doing that again. And there's a thing going on, the current situation, and my wife and I had been planning to stay home, and now due to her company being so greedy, they're going to fly her back out next week to a hospital in the middle of America. And it's all because they're afraid that they're basically, when it comes down to it, like their stock evaluations are going to drop even lower, like the market hasn't already crashed. And basically, I'm just tired of the fact that we live in a society, in a country where people get mad over the stupid smallest things, but we just have a government that basically hands out corporate socialism to every giant company and they fuck us over at every chance they get and nobody's talking about it enough. And I know it's kind of like if you go on the right corners of the internet, there's people talking about it all the time, but regular people who aren't activists or super into leftist politics like me are at their breaking point of it as well. And I think it's just gone too far and I've had enough.
100%. 100%. I mean, I will say, like, my company, who's not, I wouldn't call them, like, they're not a huge corporation, but they're a bigger company in Cleveland. They basically own East 4th Street. So to me, that's pretty corporate. Like, if you own, that's like the hottest spot in Cleveland. If you own that, I guess. But like, they did, basically, they called me on March 14th and they were like, hey, do you want to come to work or do you want to collect unemployment? And I said, I was like, I would rather collect unemployment because I live with two high at-risk people. And I'm not gonna try to, you know, come back and forth and put those people at risk. So, and they were super cool about it. They're like, well, we're doing a mass layoff. So it was like, that was, I guess, you know, it's a bigger company. Maybe not a corporation. I don't know exactly what that would fall under.
Well, I mean, I guess when I speak about corporate America, I'm talking about bigger companies, but honestly, you can be, a lot of comics have corporations and performers. So, I mean, there's a lot of corporations.
Sure.
It's a corporation is we put money and assets into this thing's name so that we don't have any personal responsibility, basically. Responsibility is to the shareholders, and that's it. And that's where I think the problem comes from, is when your primary responsibility is to the shareholders and not your customers, not your employees, like your shareholders is the number one thing you have to please. It fucks everything up because it means you put profits over people. And
okay.
No matter what you do, because it's written into the bylaws, like that is your number one priority, is pleasing the shareholders.
And that's kind of like what I was going to ask is like, okay, because I understand capitalism. I mean, Chris, you and I have joked about, you know, flat taxes and stuff for years at this point. But like,
dude,
brother, let me tell you something. Everybody get taxed at 20%. If everybody did, I think we'd probably be okay, but whatever. I'm more curious in like with these companies, you know, putting shareholders' profits over people. I mean, I'm asking you because you're here, but I mean, this is a general question. Like, do you expect companies to put profit over people?
Do I expect them?
In a capitalist society, like knowing what you know, do you expect them to, or do you just wish they would?
You mean you wish they would put people over profits, because they do put profits over people. Without getting specific, because if anybody that's listening, they could easily figure this stuff out. There's somebody I know who has a lot of money and a very successful career and worked at a company that was very successful. And this person is very Republican. And I mean, they just know this is how it is and they deal with it. They had a job at this company that reached record stock numbers for their profits for the third year in a row. And they're like, well, everybody's going to start losing their job because there's no way to increase profits without doing that. And they left and got another job. And sure enough, a lot of people there lost their job. But not everybody's in a situation where they can just be like detached from it emotionally and be like, well, I know how this works and I have all these skills. I mean, if you're in a position where you're making 500 grand a year already, you probably could do that. But the regular person that's just trying to get by doesn't really have that option whatsoever. And it's pretty disappointing to see that. I get what Jeremy's saying. He's right that when they have stock numbers, that's what they answer to, regardless of who's creating them or not. And I don't expect it to ever change, but I do expect people to be more aware of it now, because I know personally 10 years ago, I didn't really give it any consideration. And now, even though it hasn't really affected me yet, just slightly, it annoys me and it infuriates me.
I think part of the reason that it's such a problem is because, you know, the government kowtows to it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, these are because these people create jobs, then they have to be it's the whole trickle down nonsense.
Well, they create jobs, but they don't create fucking careers half the time. They don't corporate America, in my opinion, and I don't mean to go off on a fucking long thing by any means. It's like corporate America, their end goal is to make a green profit or a black profit, whatever you want to fucking call it. That is their goal.
Black profits.
Sounds like a lost hip hop super group.
That all three of us are going to start right after this. But they straight up, they don't give a shit, man. Like when it comes down to money or people, it's different when it's a company who has 10, 15 employees where you're all kind of a family. They all, you know, look out, everybody kind of looks out for each other in one way or another. But like when you get into like any, like even bars, for example, man, bars on West 25th, they're all shut down right now. And I'm sure the owners of those bars, namely Town Hall, are doing just fine. They're, you know, they're weathering the storm. But what about their fucking, what about their people? You know, I don't think they give a shit.
Sorry, the Town Hall thing threw me off for a second. They definitely don't give a shit.
That dude's a big piece of shit. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, but I know who you're talking about, Chris Klem, and look, just because Steve Guy got out of Crave Vodka at the right time doesn't mean he's a goddamn genius.
Yes, Steve Guy, the richest man I know.
Well, he's in the wrestling business, so he makes a ton of money.
Yeah, just look at Big Vince. He's a guy who puts his profits over his employees.
Oh, absolutely.
Which makes it, all right, wait. So that makes no sense, though. Then if he puts profits over employees, why do WrestleMania this year? Because he's not making the money that he would if they did it live.
But he's making the more money now than he would if he didn't run a show for a year.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's paying out very minimally to have like a full show. I did not think about that. You're right.
It's not like he's making as much money as he would have or he will in the future, but it's more like the cut the losses type deal. And he has a guy who has cancer, and he was willing to have him have a match until that guy came to his senses and left. And now if that isn't corporate America fucking you over in human flesh, I don't know what is.
No, yeah, that was, I was very happy when I heard Roman pulled out of Mania, because I was like, dude, everybody likes him at this point for the most part, unless you're a fucking shithead. And you don't want that guy to get sick. You don't want him to have to risk it. He's got a family, you know?
Yeah, I know. I watched him make her tea.
What?
You never seen those ads?
Make his little daughter tea. Yeah.
No, I have not seen that.
No, fuck Roman Reigns. I hope he gets the coronavirus and coughs all over that little girl in the middle of one of their tea parties and dies. And he dies, and they have to take him off a ventilator. I'm sorry, Roman Reigns, but this ventilator is needed for someone more important than you, you cancer-having motherfucker.
And that, honestly, and that would be Vince McMahon.
For a guy in his 30s, he probably would get the ventilator taken away because he has cancer. They'd be like, sorry, man.
Yeah. But it's a lot of these hospitals are incorporated. So, right. Which is weird because you wouldn't think the healthcare industry would put profits over people. But unfortunately, that is the current system that we have.
Yeah. Dude, we live in America. Like that is my biggest problem with this whole coronavirus thing is if this is, I think I said this to you in a text a week or two ago. Like, if this isn't an indictment of why socialism would work, then I don't know what's going to change anybody's fucking mind.
I mean, yeah, a lot of the problems would be if people knew they were going to be okay for a while without a job or with their insurance, losing their health insurance and all that, I probably wouldn't be waking up every night with nightmares, but they aren't. And the way things are going, these corporations, it's kind of like, without being one of those nerds who always references Harry Potter, because I hate those people too. That's a different topic, but I'll reference Star Wars here. And it's like when Leia tells Grand Moff Tarkin, you know, the tighter you squeeze your grip, the more star systems fall out of your fingertips. You know, these corporations, they squeeze for every last cent, and it's going to be in their undoing when there's people dying in the streets because they were forced to go to work, like that bus driver. I mean, this is a public, not a corporation thing, a city thing. That bus driver in Detroit who some lady was coughing on, he's like, stop coughing. And then 2 weeks later, he's dead from the coronavirus.
Dead. Yeah.
All these people classified as essential employees that don't need to be, they're going to be forced out there to go to work. But you know what? People have to work because if not, they're not going to eat and they're not going to be able to pay their rent. So people are putting their lives on the risk because they have to, and they're getting no break from these corporations.
No break. And, you know, unfortunately, even though there are bodies piling up, there's still people out there like, this is a hoax.
Yeah.
This is a big old.
Sorry, hoax. Guys. Give me once.
Oh, Jordan.
Oh, shut up. I'm fine. I'm here.
You big dope.
All right. But all right. So, like, but do you not consider the American government a big business? Because to me, that's what it is.
I mean, that's not their role.
No.
Their role is administrator.
That's their role.
Oh, they dropped.
What did they do? They
dropped that ball so many times. And yes, they kind of are in a bad way, or else we wouldn't be getting these third administration in a row, basically, that has a giant corporate bailout package that's funded with taxpayer money.
Which blows my mind because the people that when all this is said and done, and I know they're going to send those $1,200 checks and I'm getting $600 extra a week for unemployment when that finally kicks in. But it's like, dude, that's just catch-up money. It's just catch-up money. And like that, like they need to supplement what people are making because as far as I know, I'm still getting gas and fucking electric bills.
I don't have a disagreement with that. I think they probably do.
I'm just saying, how much money are you spending on fucking ketchup, you fat fuck? I have to put it on my hot dog bites and macaroni and cheese. It's got $600 a week. Chris,
that's the ketchup money. That's my condiment money there, brother.
if either of you knew me, you'd know that I fucking hate ketchup. So you guys can both suck my dick.
I don't want to suck your dick ketchup. Without ketchup. I need ketchup.
Well, that's fine. That's your preference. If you want to suck my dick and put ketchup on it, just make sure I finished.
Ketchup is slightly better than mayonnaise and ranch in my book, and they're all bad.
No, mayonnaise is amazing.
I like mayonnaise. Mm. I like mayonnaise. I'll dip my wings in ranch or blue cheese, but I'll use ranch on a salad if it's from a place that I know makes their own ranch and doesn't use Hidden Valley. But that's just me.
There was a time at this apartment where we had 5 bottles of ranch in the fridge. I did not buy these 5. Anybody.
Well, maybe Clem.
I did not buy
Nick
these 5.
Nick is from bottles. West Virginia.
That's true. You guys probably surviving on ranch dressing, Mountain Dew, and chewing tobacco.
Well, there's and definitely incest. Mountain Dew.
Is he saying an incest?
Yeah. It's difficult to survive on incest when all my family is miles away.
What about the crystal meth?
I mean, you know, it's hard to cook crystal. It's actually would be easy to cook crystal meth here because we have 2 cats. So nobody would be able to tell. You're like, oh, your apartment smells weird. Ah, it's just cats.
Yeah. People will be able to tell because Sheer and Yurik have never cleaned out that cat box once. Ooh. Not one time.
Oh, no. I clean the cat box, dude. I don't fuck around.
I was waiting for that.
No, I
Chris, you were talking about your job though, which I know you can't say too much, but like that was the first thing you said was that they were cutting 10%, you said?
So without getting into details, because they already let a bunch of people go and I need the money or else we're not gonna be able to pay rent. And there's literally nothing going on that I'm not, I mean, unless I'm planning on Ubering for the four people that are still going places in LA, I don't have a way to make the money. So they had scheduled promotions and they told me that I got a promotion and they said that unfortunately due to the current situation, I cannot,
it's a global situation.
Global situation unfolding. I cannot get a raise, but I could use my title if I felt like it. And I was like, well, this sucks, but whatever. And then 3 hours later, got an email to the whole company saying that everybody that's still employed is getting a mandatory 10% pay cut until the global situation has ended. And I was like, oh, well, that's even great. So I thought I was going to make more money. Now I'm making 10% less. And if I complain about it, they'll just say goodbye and I'll get no money. So that's great. And from people I'm talking to, the state of California's, which I guess this is happening in a lot of states, the state of California's unemployment website is like a month behind in filing claims because so many people have done it. And that even if I did, it would be a long time before I got any money.
They're actually, it is taking a little bit of time because I had to file. It's taking a little bit of time, but they are giving whatever, I think they offer you 50% of what your last two pay stubs said is what you'd get for unemployment. But with that, with the stimulus, so you will be getting an extra $600 a week, which was the reason that I did. There was two reasons. The reason number one that I didn't want to work is because I didn't want to risk getting Chelsea or Devin sick. Number two, they offered me to stay at work, but it would have been limited hours. It would have been considerably less money than I would be making on unemployment, and I don't want to get them sick. So I decided that it would be better for me to just wait for unemployment, you know?
I just think that it would have been better for you to get Devin sick because I want to reenact the last scene in Philadelphia with Devin.
You just want to move into an AIDS room.
Yeah, I do want to move into an AIDS room.
I thought you'd want to reenact the scene where the guy tries to pick up Denzel inside the drugstore.
Oh yeah, it's like, hey, you want to go out sometime? What? I'm not. Aren't you? yeah. That's the scene I want.
It would have been better if he would have yelled, "You got AIDS."
That's like one of the only Family Guy things that I ever laugh at anymore is when they're sitting in the movie theater and watching Philadelphia and Peter goes out of nowhere. He goes, "Tom Hanks. That's Tom Hanks. I love that guy." Just in the middle of Philadelphia, he's like, "I have AIDS."
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So speaking of AIDS,
that's big business.
Surprisingly, mostly government funded. There are like several different grant programs that you can qualify for if you have HIV. And you can also qualify for Medicare. We have an infectious disease clinic, so it's just one of those things that I had to learn. But one of the things that happened with my work, which is a corporation.
I thought it was state funded.
I mean, a lot of it is, but it's still like...
It's still a private company?
It's not a private company. It's a corporation. People buy shares in it. There's a CEO. A reason a lot of people do that is to deflect liability from individual people, which is definitely the case here. But one of the things they had to do was like, hey, there's hiring freeze. Because we're not making any money and everybody's raises are frozen because we're not making any money. Because as much as they try to be a healthcare company, the bottom line is still being affected by this global situation. So we're still seeing the, they're cracking down on our productivity. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense that's happening because we have to care about the bottom line more than like a doctor's office that only answers to one person.
So Chris, like what, like I don't know. We don't normally do this. Like, what would your answers be to this? Like, obviously none of us have any power, so it doesn't fucking matter. But like, what would you want to do to like, be like, hey, this is a pretty simple fix. Why don't we do this?
Well, I don't think there is necessarily a pretty simple fix, but the first thing is we got to stop letting these
Mexicans in the country.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, if I was a Mexican right now, this is the last place I'd want to be.
100%.
If they're letting undocumented die in like ICE, it's going to be like a COVID current situation holocaust in there.
I got a targeted ad for a migrant work company in Spanish. I'm like, what? How poor do they think I am?
you Shear just sends it back. Send it back in Yiddish, please, so I can read this.
No, I just figured they overheard me talking with Nick about how our money situation. They were like, well, maybe they would like to be migrant workers. So,
fair enough.
No, but
let Chris go.
Sorry, it says my internet connection's unstable.
We can hear you just fine.
All right. So like right now they have this thing where they're letting companies say that they're essential businesses and they can do things. And a lot of companies are skirting it in negative ways, or companies are ignoring it. Like obviously all sports aren't running, but they're still taping wrestling shows with no people. And obviously television stations are allowed to operate and radio stations are allowed to operate because they're supposed to be getting out people news updates, but they're still doing stuff like radio shows and talk radio and stuff that's like definitely breaking the spirit of the order, but whatever, because as long as it's like one person in a studio, what difference does it make? But my wife's work is definitely breaking this order, and they're just telling them to lie because they're a medical company, and they're like, just tell them you're essential and you're a medical company, and they won't know whether that's right or not. And it's true, but that's something like you're going to put your employees at risk to getting exposed just because you're hoping to make a little bit of extra money and you can use a loophole to do it. Like, wait, that's completely against the spirit of the whole staying at home thing.
Let me back that up for just a second. So they've been sending, I probably shouldn't use her name since you guys have the last names. So they've been sending her to go do stuff, but she's, in your opinion, or just in general, she's not an essential person, but they're saying
100%
get away with it. Okay.
What she's,
I wanted
doing
to make sure,
is not essential. And these companies are not running, and they're like, hey, our thing, without being too specific, our thing is shut down now because of this current situation. So why don't you come and do this stuff that you do now, even though they are all at medical places where you would get a chance to get exposed, but they're just like, but our thing's not being used, so let's go do it. And the company is eager to keep their profits up, so they're like, all right, well, you got to go do it and take care of these customers because we can't afford to lose them, even though none of it would be considered essential.
No, definitely not. It's it is fucked. Fortunately, I am considered essential.
Well, you are. But you get to work from home. You get to work from home.
The thing is like, yes, the medical, it's the same thing with like TV or radio or every other thing that's stretching it. Like, yes, medical is essential, but that doesn't mean everything that's medically related is essential. Billing and things like that is not, has to be done. Nursing, doctors, people in those situations have to be done. Me going to the dentist is not essential. A guy doing a news report or getting information out about a disease is essential. A guy talking about the lack of sports and doing a call-in show about the Michael Jordan documentary series is completely non-essential. Like, every, you got levels to all of it, and they're just all using whatever loophole they can to not shut things down. And it's defeating the entire purpose. It's like, why are we staying home if there's no point to that? If companies, man, just do what they want.
With no sports, what is Chuck Booms doing besides scratching himself?
No, come on. He's drinking.
He's just flipping over every stool in his apartment going, Lakewood party for four?
Wait, is that, did he really do that?
Yeah, that's probably, I don't hate Chuck, but I could have done a whole episode of this just on hosting for him at the improv.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy, so I can't say I hate him. I just know what I've heard on the radio, and I've been like, oh, this guy's a fucking train wreck.
He's an interesting guy, but he did a show that was literally 2.5 hours long the day before Thanksgiving, like 3 years ago at the Cleveland Improv, and it was a nightmare. Because I had to stay there to close the show, and it was just me and him on the show, and it was fun. Mm. Now it's like a fun memory, but that night I was like, this is the last place on earth I want to be at 11:30 when the show started at 7:30. Like, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Have you, you work very closely with, like, so they're telling you, you can still work. They're saying that your job is essential and you can still work.
Me?
Yes.
Well, no, mine is all work from home. So they're letting companies stay open if you don't go in anywhere
can work
and
from
you just
home.
Work from home. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But they actually gave you a pay cut for that?
Yes. They let a bunch of people go, and everybody else who stayed got 10% pay cut mandatory. So I thought I was going to be making 10% more than I'm making, but I'm actually making 10% less. So it's like I'm getting a 20% pay cut.
Yeah, fuck that.
So here's how I think they get less businesses to be essential. Everybody, you know how the order says you have to get your temperature taken when you go into work? Make it all rectally. All rectal temperature taking. People just won't want to do it. And they're like, no, you don't understand. This is the most accurate reading. So you got to take your pants down in a line and have a thermometer in your butt for 5 minutes. People will shut down.
That's true.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, what's your end goal there? Do you want to find people actually have coronavirus?
My end goal is I want to take people's temperature in their butts.
Okay. All right. Now that we've cleared that up.
How about this as a solution? Instead of offering grants to all these giant companies that don't pay any taxes and run everything through tax shelters overseas and do what they can to not pay money, and then offering small businesses a loan that they have to get repaid. And most of these banks are rejecting these loans, even though they're funded specifically to get them. So like a small business like my mom's can't get a loan because they're rejecting them because they don't have a debt history with them. And other big companies like Amazon already didn't pay taxes and they're getting tons of money. Like if you just, this is thing where it's made me so mad at corporations, because I've actually started like looking stuff up now. Did you know last year the WWE, the definition of a non-essential business, which is not really applicable here, but a big money-making corporation, not only did they not pay any taxes last year, they actually got a tax refund from the federal government.
WWE did?
Yes.
For what?
You can look it up. It's publicly traded. I don't know if it was David Bixenspan or somebody else that posted it just a few months ago.
That fucking irritates me. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm super happy to have new content. I'm super happy. Like, the only thing is I wish WrestleMania wasn't happening this past weekend, which this episode will get released a week after that. But, like, in my personal opinion, I think they should have postponed it. And if you're not going to postpone it, you make it very theatrical, like they did with the Undertaker match. And the fact that last year they didn't pay any taxes, but I had to, the fuck kind of shit is that? They make billions of dollars.
I would like to see the wrestlers get their temperatures taken before their matches.
Rectally, right?
Yes, Jordan. Like, that's the whole bit, stupid.
you just want videos, YouTube videos.
I just want more Ricochet videos.
Okay, now we see what kind of guy Shear's looking for. So, Chris, we can nail it down to finding him a good partner. Somebody looks like Ricochet.
That makes so much sense now. Somebody looks
Doesn't
like
it?
Ricochet.
Doesn't it? He wants a guy about my age, about half my weight, completely cut, and of a different color than me.
So a guy nothing
preferably
like
that you. Has preferably one that has AIDS.
Well, I mean, I could give you Devin. Oh, yeah, I'll sell you Devin.
Ooh, yeah. Sell me that boy.
Yeah. Remember the days when the worst thing corporations did was buy humans?
I mean, they're still technically buying humans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they are. I mean, it's still very much like that's the thing, dude. Is like, all right, so Chris, when we first met, like, I was in sales and all that shit, and the pressure, the anxiety got way too much for me, and I stopped doing that shit. And like, that wasn't even a big company. It was just like, but it was constantly profit over people, no matter what. It was profit over people, and that's. I don't want to put myself through that because I put too much pressure on myself anyway. I don't want to have to worry about having to keep my job.
This is like a dumb thing because you shouldn't applaud people for doing the right thing. But like the guy who's the CEO of Texas Roadhouse went viral because he said he would take the pay cut. And so none of his employees could also get paid while the restaurants are closed down or whatever. And that's like in the restaurant business, which is volatile already, even if you're a big chain or whatever. So when I see that and it's like, okay, this guy's doing the right thing, but everybody's happy because nobody expects it. And then my work's like, hey, you get a 10% pay cut, but we're going to make this stupid music video to cheer you guys up. I want to burn the fucking place down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm still making most of my money. It's not like these people were completely out of work. So when you see these other companies that are like, sorry, you're laid off because we might not make the amount of profit we made last year and we're worried about it. Like, I'm like turning into one of these people who's ready to go revolt in the street. It's crazy, man.
What is street riot weapon choice?
Right now, I guess it would be like a broken lamp.
No.
Broken lamp it is.
Dude, Amazon yourself some barbed wire. Amazon yourself a bat. And if you're going to do something, do it.
Here's my weapon of choice. Got milk. I'm going to have a cowbell. It's even got like a kung fu grip on it.
Well, wait. It's only going to – are you going for like a Bruiser Brody thing?
Oh, no. I'm going to slice people open with this thing.
Stan Hansen.
Sharp corners.
Oh, Stan Hansen, not Bruiser. Bruiser had just the chain. Stan Hansen had the cowbell and the rope. Yeah, no Stan Hansen there?
No rope. I'm just going to – like I said, it's got a kung fu grip on it. So I'm just going to like
– I would pay money to see him try to – clothesline somebody like Stan Hansen, because I don't know if that person's face would break or if Jeremy's arm would break.
My arm would probably rip off.
I bet if you did it to Nick though, on a surprise, you'd get him. Your arm wouldn't break off.
Yeah, well, Nick does have a thick face though.
Oh, Sad Boys Battle Royal,
dude.
Sad Boys. Dude. I don't know who would win.
Let me book that. No, we'll have Tabitha win. I'll book it. It'll be fucking great.
Jeremy will have to win like how the Iron Sheik won the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royal because he can't safely get thrown over the top rope.
Yeah. No, everybody gangs up on me and Tabitha. Nobody can throw us out except for
Malkins. Well, the thing is like now I'm thinking about it. Besides you and maybe Tabitha, which one of the Sad Boys can actually throw a punch?
Can throw a punch?
Like, throw a punch that will connect and do damage.
Tabitha can't throw a punch. I can tell you that. Yurik has stage combat experience, so he knows how to throw a punch.
So does every other wrestler. So
I imagine Yurik's fighting style to be like Marion Fontaine's.
Yes, 100%. Just not as crisp.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Kristen can throw a punch. Kristen carries around a bat like I do, so, you know, she's got, I don't know, I tried to get her to punch me and she wouldn't do it.
I bet so. Kristen has a lot of repressed anger that would explode through her fist.
See, I thought Tabitha would, and when Tabitha punched me, it was like nothing.
Oh.
Didn't Tabitha punch you in the face?
Yeah. I couldn't sell it because it was like barely getting hit.
That's an old pro there. Don't sell that weak offense.
Or in this day and age, he's a misogynist. He wouldn't sell a fucking punch from a girl.
I mean, like, I've been socked in the neck by a girl like less than half my size, and I had to sell that because, like, it almost knocked me out.
And you got hit by Tabitha, who is accurately your size, and then you couldn't sell that?
She didn't hit me hard enough. It, like, threw me off. And then I asked her to, like, pistol whip me, and she didn't barely even pistol whip me.
I have a question.
I was going to say, it makes sense. Big Show sold Floyd Mayweather's punches a lot harder than when he got hit by the Great Khali.
That's fair. I'm curious though, like, with like entertainment, like, you know, we're talking about big business here, but like with entertainment, like, for example, all of us wrestling fans, like, where do you think that should fall under, you know, like, what are your thoughts on that?
In general or what?
Yeah, no, just like with everything going with the global situation. Like, with a company like WWE or a company like AEW, like, where do you stand on what they should or should not do? I'm curious.
I mean, I'm probably more pessimistic on this than most people, but I don't really think there's going to be, like, a society to worry about entertaining for that much longer.
Oh, we're all dead?
No, not that, but I mean, like, think about it. If everybody's lost their job and a quarter of the country's to half the country's sick and a tenth of the country's dead, I mean, escapism is probably not going to happen from an empty arena wrestling show.
Yeah, how are we going to afford to pay money for wrestling when there's no money?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're supposed to get government money, right?
Yeah, but do you really want to spend that money on wrestling? Of course you're going to spend that money on wrestling.
I was literally, like, as you were asking, I'm like, is he really asking me that question?
The thing is, though, okay, let's just say, without being negative, but let's just say we're in this current global situation for another 12 months. How much do you think that $1,200 is really going to – how far is that going to take you?
Well, let's see, if I divide 1,200 by 20, what's 5 times 12 is 60. I could buy 60 wrestling shirts.
That's what you're going to do for a year with no money coming in, or what?
Let's put it this way. If they give us $1,200 for a year, that's when I'm going to go buy a unregistered gun and start my militia.
Well, I hope that all the poor people out here are dealing with it as practically as you are. So I guess I don't have to worry about violence in the street because everybody's going to be satisfied with their wrestling shirts.
I don't think it's going to come down to that. I think if we would have saw the looting in the streets, I think it would have happened already.
I'm not even worried about looting per se, but let's just, because I mean, a lot of 70% of the country is going to be in the same boat. So it's not exactly like, what are you going to loot your neighbors for? They're in the same situation you are. And grocery stores aren't run out or anything like that. But people also right now think it's going to be a month. What about next February when we're still all in the same situation? I mean,
Yeah. That's another thing I've been thinking about is how long is this actually going
to
last?
Those $3 trillion, was that worth it to bump the stock market and to pay out these companies that still laid off their employees? I guess I should have said my thing I really hate is corporate socialism.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, dude. Is like, that's what I wanted to bring up earlier was the companies. Cause the last time we had a bailout was 2008, 2009, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was two. 2000, what? 2000, one was Walt Bush was president. One was Obama was president.
Yes, there was 2001 and 2008. And you can sit there and you can give people, you know, a chunk of change, whatever. But like in this specific instance, like if you're going to give people this much money to stimulate the economy, that's what it's for. But really, all in all, people are just going to be paying their fucking bills with it.
Yeah.
So how does it, Like, so what I think that they should do is be focusing on bailing out smaller companies like the one I work for, not specifically that, but companies like that. They could be bailing out that instead of bailing out huge companies who have huge insurance policies for when shit like this does happen.
I got your stimulus check right here.
Somebody on Twitter who knows more about finances than me made a good point when they said, if Delta and American Airlines go out of business, that doesn't mean the planes explode and are taken away forever. The stuff still all exists. All the hard, whatever it's called in economic terms, is still there. It's like a company like Spirit will come along and make it an uncomfortable experience, but a cheaper one. Like all these libertarians who love talking about the free market and all that, they're just basically a bunch of liars who just don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. They're all liars who don't like black people and don't want to pay taxes. And it's a mess.
Yeah, because if you were really about the free market, you would be fine letting all these companies fail.
Yeah, because that is that's just what happens. Hey, fam, you know, there's a global crisis going on, and I'm sorry, but this survival of the fittest here in the capitalism game, you got to go. Well, that is not. That is not what's going on.
No, it's more just like.
Sorry, guys, I got disconnected for a second. I don't know how.
It's because you're fat.
Then what's your excuse?
I'm carrying it well.
I honestly, brother, I carry it better than you do. You look like you're fucking pregnant. I just look like a round person.
No, I look disgusting, as a fat person should. You look like you're roly-poly.
Eddie fights!
This is why I drink. This is why I drink.
You drink because you're roly-poly.
I drink because I have to talk. You know, this conversation would have been a lot more fun if it was just me and Chris.
All I'm saying is you drink to give your titties a little more bounce.
I love seeing two fat guys body shame each other.
It's even better when they're not in the same room.
I can still smell you sweating.
I'm not even sweating right now, so go fuck yourself.
Why do you have the sweatband on then?
It says Wrestle Void, and our new issue came out today.
Well, there you go. Wrestle Void, new issue. Important corporation, profits over people. Buy the fucking issue of Wrestle Void so that Jordan can appease his stockholders.
Chris, where did you go to high school?
Archbishop Hoban.
Okay, so you didn't know Justice.
Where'd he go?
Somewhere out in Streetsboro. I didn't know if that was close enough or whatever.
That's not that far from Stowe, but I actually went to high school south of Stowe.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's from down by where your parents live. So I was just curious if you like knew him at all. Cause he's my age. So he's what, a couple years younger than you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just curious if you ever knew who he was.
I only knew him from AIW.
Weren't you? Oh no, you weren't at that show. The last show I saw you at was when they were still doing it at the old gym. They are doing them at the.
Yeah, the last show I actually went to, I think, was in New York. The last show in Cleveland.
Oh,
I saw
the Summer was, Party Massacre.
Was at the old place, the Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yeah. Well, you also went. Didn't you go to the AIW show in New York? You said.
Yeah.
Which that was
Jersey City, yeah.
I guess it wasn't Swoggle versus Scott Steiner.
Yeah, that was my main event.
Yeah, that's a fun match right there.
And Damien drank my beer. He took it from me.
Damien 666?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. See, that's some WCW shit for us.
Yeah. I just saw I watched World War 1993, 1997, and he was on that.
Dude, you and me ought to really, I don't know why I'm saying this now, but you and me really ought to start a fucking podcast where we go down and break old shows down. We'd be very good at.
Hey, what? You have a podcast that you're not very good at already. You don't need to do another one.
So, Chris. So, corporate America, what about, or Chris, I'm going to name off some companies. I want you to give me some words that come to mind. Walmart.
Shitty. I hate going in there. The Walmart in Burbank, California is hell on earth. I've never been to a place I've felt less comfortable in.
Have you ever been to the Steelyard Walmart?
Yes, it's like that, but bigger.
So what's under lock and key at the Burbank Walmart?
Legit, I don't know. I walked in there and it took me about 15 minutes to get out of like the freezer section just to go anywhere else. And I was like, fuck this. And I left my stuff and I just walked over to Target.
That was exactly why I went to the Brooklyn Walmart when the executive order came out trying to get new headphones.
Uh-huh. The day you dropped me off. Yeah.
The day, it was so packed in there. I was just like, nope, I'm leaving.
Yeah. And even though they're owned by the same evil corporation, I have a Sam's Club membership because I'm on my mom's account, and I don't usually have a problem going there.
Well, yeah, because you have to pay a fee to get in there, and like a lot of people don't want to do that.
True, and they space it out much better than Walmart does.
Yeah. I walked into a Target the other day, and they had fucking red tape X's of like 6 feet apart. And I was like, well, good on them for doing that.
Well, people are still ignoring that, which is another problem altogether. It's like, why do you think I'm this far back? It's not because I'm not in line for you to sneak in.
Okay. So here's my fucking thing. This is what I'll get fucking amped up about. So the fact that Florida is making it okay and calling places of worship essential, and these people are actually going to church to do it, you'd think that their congregation heads, I'm not sure what they're all called, I don't fucking know, but you would think that they would be looking out for their sheep's best interest. Clearly not. So my thought is, let the people who go to church in Florida. They're going to weed themselves out. That's the way I look at it.
The problem is the people that are most likely to go to church during a pandemic are also the people most likely to ignore everything else during a pandemic and go everywhere.
So that's my point, is we weed out the people that don't need to be here.
But they're going to go to places and infect people who are doing their best not to get infected.
Yeah, so they need to be stopped, basically. Instead of like, oh, they're going to weed themselves out, go down there and shoot them, you big pussy.
If you look at what happened in South Korea, the majority of their outbreak came because of one church service with 222 people who tried to lie that they weren't at this church service and all became super spreaders in their local communities. It's the fact is, if somebody's willing to ignore it for any reason, even if it's something like church, they're going to ignore it for all kinds of other reasons and be out infecting people. And now hopefully enough people are away that they won't, but you don't, because that happened much earlier in South Korea, but you don't know that.
And as far as I know, is Korea has the lowest amount at this point. Like, they're the ones finally starting to taper down, if I'm not mistaken. I saw them and Spain. Multiple days in a row, the death toll is now trending down.
Hey, do you want to see my impression of a super spreader?
Never in my life.
Fair enough. All right.
Taiwan is actually handling it the best, but they're not considered their own country by the World Health Organization, so nobody covers them.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah. So, Chris, where can we find you on the internets?
If you want to argue with me, you can find me on Facebook. But if you want to just be nice, you can find me at Chris_Clem on Twitter or at ChrisClemNet on Instagram.
there you have it.
And also ChrisClem.net, which I should probably be using this pandemic to update and make a website, but I'm pretty sure entertainment won't even exist a year from now. So what's the point?
No, entertainment's going to come back to like the days of like Billy Crystal and his friends with no camera, just entertaining themselves. Like basically what we're doing right now, except we don't actually have to be around people.
Hopefully.
Entertainment's all going to be via Zoom.
I mean, you can talk about opening the economy up all you want. I don't know how eager people are going to be in dark places with strangers. And that covers most like entertainment you go out of your house to do.
What about places with dark strangers?
Is that a racial thing or are they vampires?
Vampires. Vampires. All right. So, Jordan, I don't think anybody is going to hate corporate America as much as Chris Clem.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling out my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.